This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition, last day of March, April tomorrow. April 1st tomorrow, National Gullible Day. Don't fall for it. Just saying, don't fall for it. Scott and
the Volkswagen thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Turned out to be a joke.
Scott's got the day off today. He's at a funeral, taking in a funeral of an older gentleman that survived COVID, actually, and passed natural causes, friend of the family. So he's off today. It's Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. The number 800-228-0550. We've got a couple of conversations that Scott had yesterday. One with Bishop John Fulda here at the bottom of the hour coming up. Bishop of the diocese in Fargo. Just talking about everything that's going on. And then the money man, Brian Kronk, joining us next hour. Just talk about the markets and everything that's going on. Yeah, he is the money man. And market, Todd, doesn't seem to be paying much attention to D.C. I mean, everybody thought it would, but for the most part, I think it's doing pretty good. Yeah.
I think everybody wants to get some profit-taking in before any kind of a crash happens, if it is going to happen, so make it happen now. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So there's so many things we could pull out of the jar and chat about here today on What's on Your Mind. One of them that I saw this morning I thought was quite exciting. That is the vaccine passport. Now, they're talking about this now, that, in other words, in order to travel, you would have to get vaccinated and be able to prove it to get on a plane. Now, this isn't it's not a new idea, okay? If anybody that's ever traveled internationally, a lot of times you have, like, yellow fever or TB, you've got to provide proof of vaccination if you're going to travel to Africa, things like that. I know friends that have gone on safari, they have to prove that they've been vaccinated for certain things. But COVID, for the Rona, they want to link that now to the International Certificates of Vaccination or Prophylaxis.
Did you see if you bring in your CDC card to Staples or Office Depot, Office Max, they'll laminate it for free.
Oh, how nice is that? You can wear it on your lanyard.
There we are.
Be fabulous.
Little badge of honor there.
Look at me. I'm vaccinated.
I'm a good guy. Look at me.
I'd just be interested what you think about this at 800-228-0550. Todd and I taking the calls and dial it up. You can text Todd. What's the text number for you, Scotty?
701-226-8503. 226-8503.
Andy Slavitt, who's a senior advisor to the White House coronavirus team, whoever that is, said yesterday that it's not the role of the government to create such a passport or hold that kind of data on its citizens. Still,
well, whose role is it then if we were to do it?
Well, still the administration's involved in the efforts and is going to provide guidance to the private sector on this topic. In other words, they'll circle back to it and get back to us on exactly how that's going to work. Had enough yet?
Lord.
But, you know, is it me or is all of this hyperbole, all this blah, 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 be it the vaccine passport or the surge and the crisis at the border? To me, I think it's all taking the eyes off of H.R. 1. And I got to tell you about my phone call I had on Monday to Senator Amy Klobuchar's office in Washington, D.C. I live in Minnesota. I know.
Sorry, man. I escaped in 87 for a reason.
I know. Anyway, so this HR1 thing is disastrous. This is the end game. This is the final blow. This is the knockout punch on the election fraud and the ability to perpetrate it, wherever that may be happening, and it is happening more than here and there. So now, you know, this is HR1. If you haven't researched it, please do. Michelle Bachmann was on the program talking about this. It's unbelievable what's going on. And I'll give you the website that she's got up here. You can read more about it, but Basically, it's saying that everything that happened this last election is good. Mail-in ballots, no accountability. Here you go. You get a ballot. You get a ballot. Everybody gets a ballot. Vote. Dead people. Illegals.
Vote as often as you get ballots.
Vote on. Get on that thing. Vote. Doesn't matter who. Doesn't matter if you have ID. Doesn't matter any of that. That's HR1. So I call the office of Amy Klobuchar. I get a gentleman answers. Hello, Amy Klobuchar's office. I said, yeah, who would I talk to? I said, Minnesota resident calling. I said, who would I talk to just about voicing my opinion on HR1? He said, what do you want to say? I said, I want to say that I would like to encourage the senator to not support it and vote no and not support it in any way. Who would I talk to about that? You just did. I swear, I said, I just did what? No, you just did. And I said, do you want my name or my address or anything?
No,
you're fine. Thank you. Ms. Klobuchar remains committed to working for the people of Minnesota in the United States Senate. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Read the script.
Seriously, man. It's like, okay, it could be anybody. I guarantee you I hung up the phone, and that didn't get marked down or noted
anything. Of course. Well, maybe like a tally, right? One more on a tally sheet. But that would be
it. It's unreal. It was just like, yeah, you just did. I just did what?
Don't you know why I could be calling people from, like that?
I could be calling from Maryland, man. Come on. Nope. Didn't care. Well, no big deal.
You got caller ID, right?
Yeah, I guess. I suppose.
I mean, if they saw a Minnesota area code, maybe they let it go. But of course, in these days of portable cell phone numbers, I guess the area code doesn't even matter anymore.
No. Of course, I called from the office phone here in North Dakota. So I'm really out now. So I would just be interested what your take on this vaccine passport is, anything that's going on, but this idea that you don't get to travel unless you get vaccinated for a virus that's 99.8% survivable.
I still say it sounds like that have General Motors issue driver's licenses then. I mean, if we were going down that route, I'm not saying we should, but if we were going down the route of passports like that.
Exactly.
Doesn't that sound like something a government entity should be putting out and not just the private sector?
Good point. Ugh, it's enough to make it's enough to make your head explode, literally.
Exactly.
Grab line one. Chad's in Fargo on the vid. Chad, what's on your mind?
How's it going, guys?
Going good, man.
Hopefully it's going to get warmer. You know, it's interesting, they say that you can't, to vote, you don't need an ID. Because you can't afford, you can't get this. But how do you cash your check? How do you go basically buy cigarettes or buy energy drinks in some states? And then you look at all these things, you have to have an ID. You have to buy a house, you have to go to clothing. You got to go and show that you have an ID that say who you are.
Heck, back in the day, to rent a videotape, you had to have an ID.
Everything.
Exactly. You would all your porn you bought, I'm sure. But, I mean, the thing of it is that...
Don't judge.
I had a beard, and they pretty much gave me a pass on that, but that's a different story.
Anyway.
But seriously, though, I mean, honestly, what is our senators in North Dakota, what are they going to do? What is about Kelly Armstrong? What are they going to do? This is ridiculous. They stole the election. They stole everything on that side, but they want to keep that side where you don't need an ID, but everything else you need an ID for. What are we going to do? What are they going to do for us other than collect a paycheck?
Well, that's a great question, Chad. You know, it seems like there's fighters and there's watchers. We got a number of watchers just watching, call them rhinos, call them whatever you want, but it seems like a lot of people are just kind of watching instead of actually getting on the floor and playing the game, getting in there and fighting, getting in the ring. I agree with you, man. It's unbelievable that everything in life, think about everything that you do that requires anything, you have to show an ID. I mean, can I now go to just the airport and go, hey, man, give me a ticket to Dallas? What's your
Why
name?
Not?
Well, my name's Phil. Give me my ticket. Phil Jackson. That's my name. Phil Jackson. Michael Jordan. My name's Michael Jordan. Give me a ticket. How far are you going to get?
Exactly.
You're not going to get anywhere, but go ahead and vote.
It used to matter with far less consequential things like videotapes, but now, well, Plus, with the mail-in, I mean, okay, and we've heard the stories of people getting multiple ballots, so...
You're kidding. No, they're not kidding anybody with this diversion.
Exactly.
Did you guys see the thing about the fact that Lindsey Graham sat there and said that these people are coming to the United States, we're paying the ticket all the way from whenever they get in there. The coyotes are actually getting paid by the United States.
Yeah.
And then we get these people on a bus. They're going to look at the COVID numbers in North Dakota. They're going up. And the bottom line is that we have people coming in from these South American countries in Fargo right now. And when they test them, if they get off the plane, they test them. Or they get them off the bus, they test them. Then all of a sudden, positivity rates have gone through the roof.
Chad, it was crazy. Scott, did you hear Scott when he was down there? Scott was down there. And thanks for the call, Matt, by the way. I really appreciate it. Scott was down there and saw young moms with babies getting tickets on airplanes bought for them with no documentation, no registration, no nothing. No, nothing. And here, where do you want to happen?
If the plane were to crash and everybody got killed, you wouldn't identify any of them?
Here's your ticket. Have fun. Enjoy the park. I just don't get it. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh man.
The Wayback Machine, huh? What's on your mind?
Time machine.
All right. Welcome to the final day of March edition. Scotty's got the day off, so it's Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn hanging out. 800-228-0550 is the number to weigh in. We're talking about vaccine passports now, is one of the things going on. The crisis. They keep saying the refugee crisis at the border to the letter of the term. That is not accurate. It is not. These people are not refugees. They are not being forced from their homes or their lands. They are not seeking political asylum. They are migrants, and they are leaving because they want a job. They want a better life, and which we applaud and we love. That's what America is all about. We would only ask that you please not do it illegally. Please not come across our border. I don't know. You know, it just can't do that. Oh, they can? They can now? Oh, well, hey, the park is open to everybody.
Evidently.
I guess.
The park. Yeah.
Yeah. Park's open. Moose out front.
We're not a country anymore. We're just a park.
By the way, feel free to not strap in when you get on the roller coaster. Okay? Have fun.
My body, my choice.
Brought to you by our friends at ABM. That's Advanced Business Methods. ABMnow.com. Employee owned. They get it done. North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota's premier partner. Copiers and office technology. We use them here at the Fargo headquarters. I'll tell you what, I've never seen a team work so hard to just make sure everything talks to each other and doesn't fail. It just works. Our printers work. And you know, they can, like, hackers can hack your office or hack your things through your printers. I had no idea until we moved the offices and found out.
Well, it's got an IP address.
Yeah.
It's on a network, yeah. I mean, I
had no idea. But it can, and the ABM crew knows what's up. Offices in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Give them a call at the main office, 701-282-3704. Serving the needs for decades. They just do a great job. And they're local. And the service when you call, local. 701-282-3151. Tell them the crew from What's On Your Mind said to call. Or go online to abmnow.com. Ruger, our main man Ruger, talking about the you-know-what show at the border. Ruger, what's on your mind, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Okay, so the Border Patrol and the sheriffs, I'm pretty sure they take an oath to defend the Constitution in our country, right?
Yep.
Okay, and I seen Dan Crenshaw said it's the U.S. government's job to enforce our border laws, which obviously the Biden administration isn't doing.
Nope.
So until these Border Patrol guys and the sheriffs down there, you know, Scott can go down and anybody can go down there and talk and, you know, listening to Holden, I like John Holden, but I wasn't never been so disappointed in listening to that guy when he was down there. We got to talk. You're not going to make a deal with this regime about the border. So these sheriffs and the Border Patrol guys got to uphold their oath instead of just collecting a check and start enforcing the laws, whether Biden likes it or not.
And we're talking to Biden Ruger. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. I mean, unless you start using force, nothing is going to change.
Right. And, we were talking about this weekend. And when it comes to asking, it's like you say, well, we're asking or we're hoping, we're urging. The asking and urging and hoping is not working. They are not listening. They don't care. It's deaf ears. And to think that somehow you're making headway just by sending a bunch of senators down there, again, deaf ears. They don't care that you're down there. They don't care what you're seeing. If they did, they would end it. But they're not. Great point, bro.
Yep. And then you got Senator Holden said it himself. You got the cartel guys over there, you know, heckling them. Well, you go down there again, take yourself some Marine and Army snipers with. I bet that heckling would end real quick.
You know what? Another question is...
I'm serious about that.
Yep. And if you've ever spent any time in Texas, I've talked about this. I've lived in San Antonio for a few years. Texas and the people that live in Texas and Texans have a different mindset to things like this. The majority of them anyway do. Their state motto is don't mess with Texas. And it seems that everybody's messing with Texas right now, and I wonder how long it's going to take before the Texans say, you know, they flip the number one signal to D.C., and they say, you know what, we're just going to take care of this ourselves. And then it's going to get bad. Because if it comes to what Biden and this ilk doesn't realize, if it comes to that, if it actually came to that, these people aren't going to recognize the word freeze. They don't care. They're there to defend the land. What were you going to say, bud?
Here's why I don't, and I agree with you, that has to happen. And like I said, the Border Patrol and the sheriffs, they got to take the lead, and then, you know, people got to help them. But here's why I'm not real confident that can even happen, because you know, 97% of the people won't even pick up their phone to contact their legislators. So, you know, you guys sure as hell aren't going to pick up your AR-15s and start kicking A.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's
and then,
why I don't have a lot of faith in that.
Right, like I said earlier, too, and when you do call your legislators, depending on the state, you know, like me, calling Klobuchar or Tina Smith, it's like,
yeah.
All right, thank you, appreciate the call, bye. They don't care.
Yeah,
again,
you know,
deaf
that's
ears.
What I mean. They're not following law, so, you know, you guys in law enforcement, you got to take the lead, or the military or something, you know, because
yeah.
You bring
what,
up like a secession
right.
state or something, that, you know, they don't want to hear that. Whoa, that's crazy talk, is it? Because
yeah.
we don't really have a country left. And if you don't want to do that, then get ready to live under the heel of the leftists, because that's what we're doing, basically, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, in the core of your comment, Ruger, is, and thanks for calling, brother, appreciate it, is
yep.
at what point do you ignore those orders? At what point do you say, we're done following that, we're done doing that, whether they say it or not? And that's what I'm saying. At what point does the Border Patrol realize that this is not only wrong, I mean, this is insane. This is past wrong. I mean, this is wrong on steroids. At what point do they say, nope, you know what, not going to do this anymore. We're going to do it this way. You know, then, well, and of course, then you're fired. Then what do? What if they all walk off? Then we're really, you know where. I don't know. Hey, how do you stop this? I mean, how do you, this? And the word, like he put it, the regime, there's no question. We're dealing with a regime now that's bunkered into the Capitol with, you know, and I thought walls didn't work, but boy, that fence seems to be doing a good job. They've got around the Capitol. It's still there. And all those troops seem to be working pretty well to keep people out of there. Maybe do that.
Yeah, we can have a border there.
Oh,
we can
right,
wall.
Right,
we can
right.
have a wall there.
It's like the COVID thing. You know, COVID's smart. COVID knows if you were on the ice more than a minute with another hockey player that might have been in contact with somebody that had it before. And COVID has a stopwatch, so
we
COVID
can
knows
have,
you're on the.
My favorite is we can have wrestling matches,
yeah.
but we can't shake hands afterward.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Are you kidding? What were you just doing?
Get a couple more in here before we get into break. John from Minot on the border in Minneapolis. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that going on in Minneapolis, the first autopsy, he said that drugs killed that George Lloyd.
George Lloyd?
And he seen the video, and he said, no, the cop killed him. Well, he must not be a very good coroner, because if the cop killed George Floyd, wouldn't there be a bruise or something on the neck of George Floyd?
That's a great question. There's so many questions, John. Thank you for the call. There's so many questions around this trial. Our buddy Jeff Bradall is convinced they will get a conviction. It'll be a third-degree conviction, but, of course, that won't satisfy the mob. Pray for Minneapolis with this whole thing, but the whole thing, it just stinks to high heaven. All surrounding it, the whole thing. All right, Scott's conversation with Bishop John Fold is coming up next. This is What's on Your Mind. Is that talk coming up? Stay right.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Weme says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms for law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight, mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Phone number to call 800-228-0550. We've got a couple. We're going to have a conversation with that Scott had with Bishop John Folda, Bishop of the Diocese in Fargo here in just a minute. Hey, the other option is to call and leave us a message anytime at the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. That's 855-200-1776 extension 1 and leave it right there. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They're hiring, oasispetroleum.com. That is the Be the Buffalo hotline. So brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. It's Wednesday Wheels. Steve Robertsdahl on the line, and we're looking, talking about a very nice pickup that we've got available today. What's the story, Steve?
Today we're going to highlight a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500
Ooh.
Crew cab
Ooh.
With the Denali package on Ooh. It.
Hello.
So this truck has all the amenities of all the options, but it's pearl white in color. Of course, with the Denali package, you get the heated cooled seats, heated steering wheel, backup camera, all the power equipment. It's got the nice wheels. This has the running boards, the 20-inch wheels. It's pearl white in color. One owner from down the Fort Ransom area. It's just over 30,000 miles on this vehicle. So barely broke in. Yeah. The vehicle sold for just short of 70,000 brand new. So they're lots of money, but we're going to give a great discount on this thing today. Normally priced at $52,995. We're going to sale price it at $52,000 today.
That's a steal. You know you're clucking, Big Chicken. That Denali, that's my jam right there. See it, of course, at PucklageValleyCity.com, PucklageValleyCity.com. Or give a call, 701-543-6921. They say, you drive, we'll ride with you. There you go, PucklageValleyCity.com. Nice Denali up for grabs. All right, conversation Scotty had with Bishop John Folda, the Diocese of Fargo. And it's always nice to visit with the bishop. Scott had a little chat yesterday. Here it is.
Pleased to welcome on the program today Bishop John Folda. He is the Bishop of the Diocese of Fargo. Bishop, always good to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be with you.
Especially on Holy Week. We know that that is a very important week for you and all of the priests and staff of the Catholic Diocese of Fargo. So thank you for that as well.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
I want to talk a little bit about Holy Week.
Okay.
You know, the thing I really enjoy about Holy Week is seeing a lot of people I don't see the rest of the year. And I always celebrate that to say, you know what?
It's a good thing.
Something in them is pinging that I need to be at church on Good Friday or Easter Sunday or whatever.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little about just the symbolism and the teaching of the church, if you will, on Holy Week. Why is this one of, if not the most important week in the church's calendar?
Well, the
the celebrations, the liturgies, the devotion of Holy Week really kind of encapsulates the central mysteries of our faith, what we call the Paschal mystery. You know, the suffering, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, in which we believe that our salvation was accomplished. And Holy Week is that annual time of the year leading up to Easter when the church gathers together. We really pray, meditate, worship on those specific mysteries. You know, beginning with Palm Sunday, which happened yesterday, the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, and then through the course of the week, the liturgies speak of the conflict that Jesus had with the authorities in Jerusalem, but also the planned betrayal of Judas, the denial or the division of heart that Peter experienced, and then finally, you know, the arrest, the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper, the arrest of Jesus, the trial, the crucifixion, his death, and finally his resurrection on Easter. So it really all leads up to the celebration of his resurrection on Easter Sunday.
There's just so much there.
There is.
It's unbelievable.
It's huge.
There's so many things that form everything we know about the church today, which goes back, when we think about it, you know, obviously, you hear about B.C. and, you know, the time we live in now, after Christ, and all of it in that week came to fruition.
Completely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I had to press you on what is the most significant part of that week, which I know is kind of tough to ask a bishop about, what would you say for folks that you know, they get Easter, they get Good Friday, they get, you know, these are things and important moments in the church. But what is the central moment in that week for us as Catholics and as Christians?
Well, we always say that the Easter Vigil, which happens the evening and the night before Easter morning, is the greatest of all the liturgies, because it's at that liturgy that the church does keep vigil. There's a whole series of scriptural readings and prayers. We also offer the sacraments of baptism and confirmation and Eucharist to those who are entering the church for the first time. But it's also at that liturgy, the night of Easter, you might say, before Easter morning, when we first announce the resurrection of Christ. And so that's really kind of the high point, and everything leads up to that, and everything flows from that. Easter Sunday morning, obviously, too, is probably more well attended by the faithful, but it begins with that Easter vigil on Saturday night that goes into the night and really is the first announcement of Christ's resurrection.
I often think, when you're going through the tough times you have in life, of the time when Jesus was praying and he was trying to get the disciples to pray with him, and they kept falling asleep.
Yep.
And he was basically saying, hey, Father, if I don't have to go through this, I'd just soon not,
right.
Which everybody does. But obviously he knew that was what he was on this earth to do. But that was a good lesson for all of us, too, in Holy Week, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus knew what was coming. You know, he had foreseen this. He was able to observe all of the plotting that was happening against him, the hostility that was being waged against him. And so he was, you might say, steeling himself for the suffering that was on its way. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane, which people still visit when they make pilgrimages to the Holy Land. And he prayed alone, but he took several of his followers with him, Peter, James, and John. And, of course, this was the middle of the night, basically. And he was feeling the distress of what was upon him. But at the same time, he was resolved. He was resolved to go forward. And his words were not, "My will, but your will be done." He was ready. And as you said, he was trying to rouse the apostles to stay awake and to keep watch with him. But, you know, human nature got the better of them, as it often does.
We can identify pretty
Absolutely.
Well with some of those apostles.
You bet.
And the church is born, really.
Right.
Right. I mean, you mentioned the Last Supper and the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of the misunderstandings about the Catholic Church and the differences between other Christians is that point, the Last Supper and the Eucharist.
Right.
Because when we go to Mass, we believe we are one, literally, with the body of Christ, just like he said at the Last Supper. What role does that play in Catholics, the Catholic faithful, those that have fallen away, maybe come back once a year and think, oh, I can go to communion, because that's what I was baptized to do. But the significance of that and remaining in the good standing of the church, how important that is to a Catholic life?
Well, the Eucharist really is the heart of Catholic life, because the Eucharist is Jesus himself. We believe that sacramentally the Eucharist is the real presence of Christ among us, his body and blood, soul and divinity. He gave that sacrament of his own life to the church at the Last Supper because he knew that he was going to give his life for all humanity, pouring it out upon the cross. And his desire was that gift of his life would be available to the faithful always, till the end of time. And so the Eucharist really contains, you might say, the full mystery of Christ's self-gift, his death and resurrection. And he gives himself to us in the Eucharist, under the forms outwardly of bread and wine, so that we can always participate in the work of salvation that he accomplished for us. I said it's the heart of the life of the church because it's Christ. And, you know, the Mass that we as Catholics celebrate, it all revolves around the celebration of the Eucharist and receiving the Eucharist for those who are able to. It does establish communion with Christ. And, you know, even in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it's explicitly stated in the Last Supper accounts that Jesus did this. He said, "This is my body, this is my blood." The Gospel of John goes into even more depth in the sixth chapter, where Jesus speaks of himself as the bread of life and the necessity of receiving him, eating his flesh and drinking his blood, which, you know, in those days was considered to be repugnant, but he was really driving home that what he was giving to his church in the Eucharist was not a mere symbol, but was truly himself. And that's why it's so important for us as Catholics. And we celebrate the Mass every day, in fact. And especially during Holy Week and Easter, this is really kind of the high point of our celebration of the Eucharist.
I've heard people question why it is that, for instance, at a funeral, an announcement is made similar to is printed in every missalette, basically saying, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to receive the communion, we'd ask that you be a Catholic, I forget the exact terminology, in good standing or whatever, mm-hmm. but basically explaining the importance of that is such an important part of our faith, that to say anybody can have it any time sort of diminishes that. And that's true, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, for people who maybe have been away from the church or come once a year to Easter or whatever, there needs to be sort of process, maybe is my word, just an understanding of the importance of that to stay and remain a Catholic of good standing before you're receiving the body of Christ, right?
Sure, sure. You know, receiving communion is an act of communion with Christ and his church. And it's not just a matter of being nice or being stingy. It really is an expression of communion. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that we say those who receive communion should be Catholics in good standing. In other words, they're in communion with what the church believes about the Eucharist. It would be contradictory to say anybody can receive the Eucharist, because not everybody believes what we believe about the Eucharist. You know, different churches, different church communities have a different understanding of the Eucharist. And, you know, if we're true to our own beliefs, then it makes sense that we would expect those who receive the Eucharist to be in communion with the church. And, you know, it's not a matter of being inhospitable. It's just a matter of having integrity about what we believe. And the same goes, as you said, for those who are coming back to the faith or back to Mass after a long absence. We're glad they're coming back. There's never any question of that. And I would invite anyone to come back to celebrate Mass at Easter time this year.
Bishop John Fulda. That conversation with Scott Henton continues next on What's on Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Make you hungry today. It's Wednesday specials, Valley City, Swedish meatballs and lasagna, as well as West Main Avenue in West Fargo. We got the Swedish meatballs going too. Harwood's doing scalloped potatoes and ham. Taco mac and cheese in 12th Avenue location. That sounds tasty. 205 NP Avenue has lasagna. And my stop, Glendon, Minnesota, has biscuits and beef country gravy. Their gravy is fantastic. And by the way, if you ever thought of biscuits and gravy for lunch, don't think about it. Just do it. And it's Wednesday. Buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Scott had a conversation with Bishop John Fulda. I've been hearing about that. Part two of that conversation now on What's on Your Mind.
It's my own perspective, just having been on the radio for as many years as I have and just having conversations and never being afraid to share my faith and what it's about. there is a perception among a lot of people that believe they're not worthy of church. They've done things that mean they should never darken the door of a church. Yeah. You know, yeah. I've had friends tell me, oh, if I sat in a pew, you know, I would instantly, you know, my rear end would be singeing. You know, I mean, they just think they have no reason to be there. And to me, that's sort of a, I don't know what that, you know, what that could be attributed to, their upbringing or whatever, but fails to recognize the unending mercy that you just mentioned.
It does. It does. And, but, you know, the best response to that, I think, is the person of Peter. You know, Simon Peter was the closest friend of Jesus. He was the leader, you might say, of the apostles. And yet, here's a guy, he promised that he would stand up for Jesus even to the point of death, and yet he denied that he even knew Jesus three times, and Jesus foresaw that that would happen, and yet he was merciful. He wanted Peter back, and you know, Peter recognized his fault, but he repented of that. That's the distinction between Peter and Judas. Judas was grief-stricken at what happened, but he didn't really repent, and he didn't come back to seek forgiveness, and Peter did. And, you know, my feeling is, you know, Peter, who denied that he even knew Jesus, if he can be a recipient, if he can experience God's mercy, then any one of us can too. You know, there's no sin that our Lord isn't willing to forgive if we're willing to let go of it.
Well said. Let's talk a little bit about the times in which we live,
okay,
which I think are unsettling to many people for any number of reasons.
Right.
Elections, you know, the border crisis would be one example right now. I mean, it could go on and on and on. Trillions of dollars in spending. You're wondering what's going to happen with our debt. It's just a very challenging time in which we live. In my mind, that's an argument to ground yourself in your faith.
Absolutely.
And just say, there's going to be some things that are going to happen in this world that I can't do. What do you say to people that really are unsettled right now, that really are, whether it's the woke culture that you spoke about recently in a homily, or whether it's just things from whatever their perspective is that have gone so wrong and so different in this country that they don't know what to do? What should they do?
Well, I think the first thing, as you said, is to stay grounded in what we know is firm and true, and that's our faith in God. You know, society has gone through upheavals all through human history. In a lot of ways, what we're experiencing now is just a replay of the same song that's happened a thousand other times. You know, that doesn't make it go away. That doesn't take away the significance of it. But in a way, we've been through all this before, and yet our faith endures. That needs to be the bedrock for our lives. Other things come and go. Leaders come and go. Even nations come and go. And I'm not, you know, saying that I'm foreseeing the end of our country or
anything. Some do, though.
I know. I'm not quite that alarmist. But you know, in human history, there are passing things and there are lasting things. And the lasting things are the things that have been given to us by God. And He gives Himself to us as the bedrock on which we stand. And in uncertain times, I think, you know, people wisely come back to those realities. They realize that God is here to stay, and that's where I need to be. And that's what I would tell our people as well. You know, no matter what the, you know, the political situation is, no matter what the socioeconomics, the, you know, cultural issues, the church is going to be around. It really is, and it's endured all kinds of very, very difficult times before. But the church is built on Christ, and that's you know, where we need to stay. And you know, I mentioned in the homily that you referred to, I mentioned the fact that, you know, in our times we're being told that we have to just disregard truth. You know, we're told to disregard the truth about obvious things.
And race.
Yeah.
When life begins.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Sexuality, life, race, you know, all the rest of it. Certainly, we need to be mindful of the needs of people. That's unchanging.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to stay grounded in truth. And the truth that is most central to our lives is the truth about our relationship with God and through His Son, Jesus. And so, you know, as long as we're grounded there, then everything else, I think, falls into place, or at least we can make sense of it.
But the culture is actively arguing against that every day.
I agree with you.
Right?
I agree.
So that's where I think the grounding is important, but this relativism that if it feels good, do it. There's no absolute truth. You decide what the ground rules are. Is really, I happen to believe the United States of America is better equipped to take that on than most places in the world, just because of what the founding fathers gave us.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe, you know, it's pretty rare to keep a country as long as we have.
Yeah.
And so without the grounding in faith, though, and a belief in our founding fathers, I think you're right. I think it's a dangerous time.
Well, you know, the founders of our nation firmly believed in the centrality of virtue and religion.
Yeah.
That sometimes is forgotten in these times. You know, secularism has been pretty effective at pushing faith off to the margins. But faith was a part of the founding of our country, and the founders knew that. They knew that, and we have to know that, too. We have to rediscover that fact.
More coming up with Bishop John Fulda.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.